Ça va très bien.
There you go. Your French is pretty good, too. Oh, how nice to hear from you, Jack. You were a huge part of our show.
Well, you know, Mitch, when they called me and they asked me, I said, absolutely. And it was, you know, when I went to Detroit in 1986, I had an opportunity to meet you. Man, if you ever become big. I'm a little guy right now. And, you know, Mitch, when I had a little bit of time to think about this, I remember most players or coaches don't like reporters.
Yeah.
We don't, you know. And I remember one night, Mitch had a party, and I show up to a party. I tell my wife, Debbie, I said, well, there's not going to be anybody there, but let's go. I like Mitch. He's been pretty good to me since I become the Red Wing coach. And then I show up. There's about 60 players from the Pistons, the Detroit Tigers, the Red Wings,
yeah,
and certainly the Lions. And I said, this guy blasts us once in a while, but everybody's there. I never forgot that. I said, you know, one thing about Mitch, he could be awfully hard, but he's always been fair.
Oh, well, you're nice to say
that. That's the best compliment you could pay any reporter.
Thank you, Jock. Well, you're nice to say that. And Mike Stone is here, who you remember, of course.
Mike, Jock, how are you?
He remembers Mike.
Yeah.
Yep.
From your years here. And we used to do a show at your restaurant, the Jacques Demers restaurant,
right,
over in Southfield. It used to be the Embassy Suites, or still is the Embassy Suites or whatever. We used to have the restaurant over there. We used to go over there periodically, do special programs from there. That was a great place.
You know, it seems so long ago, just last week. It's so funny. I called Steve Eisenman. I congratulate him on being chosen as the general manager of Team Canada for the Olympics in the Detroit, in Vancouver, excuse me. You know, just a few years ago, the Super Bowl was in Detroit. Called Mr. Ilitch. I said, I would like to have two tickets. I want to bring my son, Jason. You know, there's always a connection with me in Detroit. This year, the Detroit Red Wings had their first real major golf tournament. I was invited, but I had to go. When they called me, I had to be somewhere else. And, you know, Detroit was, in my opinion, won the Stanley Cup in Montreal, but maybe the place where I had the most success as a coach. When I came to Montreal, they had the team was there. They needed a coach to bring them to the level, obviously, winning the Cup. But I think in Detroit was my best work ever in the National Hockey League.
I think so too, Jock. Well,
I can never forget Detroit.
It's great to hear your voice. I thank you so much
for
calling
Jacques.
Us.
Mitch, thank you.
We'll catch up privately.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Detroit, I know they're going through a tough times right now. The economy is bad for everybody, but in Detroit, because of the auto industry, I look at the Red Wings game. I know there's a lot of empty seats, but hang in there. Detroit's a tough blue-collar town. They're true people. They're honest people, and I actually mean this. Hang in there, guys. Something good is going to happen to you.
That's how we handle it.
I wish you the best, Mitch. And
thank you,
know what,
Jacques.
Mitch? I wish the best to you and Janine
thank
and
you.
Your wonderful parents.
Thank you so much. Jacques Demers is our guest here, a great guy, and a huge part of our program
Absolutely.
Over the years.
Oh, yeah. Throw those glasses.
Oh, yeah. All right. The Trivia Trifecta was a huge part of our show. And, in fact, we used to have athletes record the wrong answer things for us. And I'll play just a small part of this because they didn't always get it right. Here is a little bit of this montage of the wrong answer. Here we go. Listen to some of this.
This is Mark Currier of the Detroit. Okay, that messed me up a little bit. Okay. All right. You ready?
Yep.
This is Mark Currier of the Detroit Lions. Don't you dare come over the middle. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I saw that period there.
Yeah,
okay. All right. I'm sorry. This is Mark Currier of the Detroit Lions. Don't you dare come over the middle with answers like that.
This is Stephen Boyd of the Detroit Lions. Happy anniversary. Let me do it. Ready? This is Stephen Boyd of the Detroit Lions. Happy anniversary to some big hitters, Mitch Albom and the Sunday Sports Globe.
All right, you get the drift of it. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Michael's got some questions, and you win that whole prize package. Here we go.
Question number
Who's
one.
Who's first up?
Let me give the questions first.
You know, just pick two, Michael. That's how all the time we'll have left. So pick the two best ones.
All right, I'll give you name the head coaches that eliminated the Wings and Pistons from the 1988 playoffs.
That's when we were on the air.
That's right. And Name one of the two players that scored the Lions' two touchdowns. The first ever Sunday Sports Album show, November of 88. They lost to the Vikings 44-17. Name one of them. One was an offensive guy. One was a defensive guy.
They both passed.
Good luck. All right. Who's first up? Jim from Plymouth. Hello, Jim. Which question you want to try?
You've got to be kidding.
I know. That's Stoney.
Stoney it is.
He invents these impossible questions.
This is Plymouth Jim, who calls our show but used to be our waiter at Maria's all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Ago,
I remember
Mitch.
Jim.
You bet.
All right. Here, this is an easier one. Name the head coaches that eliminated the Red Wings and the Pistons or the Pistons from the 1988 playoffs. All you got to do is think of the team that beat the Pistons or the Wings in 88 and then who coached them.
Both of them or
either
one.
One. Either one.
Either one. Okay. All right. Let's see. 88.
I'll even tell
Pistons
you who the
were
teams
the
were.
Pistons were in the finals.
Pistons played the Lakers and the Red Wings played the Edmonton Oilers. So who was the coach?
Phil Jackson.
No! Go back to waiting tables.
Detroit Red Wings. And in Sweden, we call that the Felsvar.
That's an easy question.
Nick
Lister.
That was the easy Sorry one. About that. Yeah. Keith, hi. You're on a Monday Sports Album playing a trivia trifecta on the 20-year anniversary. What question would you like, Keith?
Take that one again.
Okay.
Name one of the coaches. That eliminated
it, Riley and Sather?
No. Yes. Riley and Sather. You got them both.
You got a copy. The great book of Detroit Sports List.
That last guy should have got a copy.
Amazon.com, Booters.com, all that stuff.
You got a copy of Mike's book, Great Book of Detroit Sports List, the ticket to the Red Wings games, Jack's Car Wash Club plan, a copy of Forever Hockey Town. Hang on the line. We'll get the information. God, this stuff comes right back to me. I've been saying it for years. We'll take one more here. Ken, you're on the Monday Sports Album Tribute Trifecta. Hello, Ken.
Great. How you doing?
You got the other question. Two players who scored the touchdowns when the Lions lost to Minnesota 44-17 in November of 1988.
You'll never get it.
One was an offensive guy. One was a defensive guy.
Name somebody who played.
All right. I'll try it. Chris Bill and Barry Sanders.
Nope.
Name somebody that was in the
Desmond
game.
Desmond Howard, wide receiver for the University of Michigan, and you have just thrown the ball over my head in the biggest game of the year.
All right, how about this? One wore 82 and the other wore 58.
Desmond sounds exactly the same as he did.
Barry Sanders wasn't even on the team when this happened.
Gene, hi. Gene.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Take a guess at that one.
I don't know at all.
You don't know at all? Just take a
in
swing
and out.
At it.
No bucket on that one.
That's hard, man.
It is.
Just say who any player that played on that team.
Okay, I'm going to give
any
you their
player
first
that
names.
Played on that team.
Pete and George. Pete and George. Tony, hi. You're on
the Beatles.
You're on the Monday
Beatles.
Sports
Pete
Album.
Best. Pete Best and George Harrison.
Pete and George. What were their last names on the Lions in 1988? Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm trying.
A Pete or a George?
These are players from 20 years ago, fellas. I know you guys are living memories, but
linebacker.
George, no, it was Joe.
Joe Schmidt.
It was Joe.
Yeah, I was thinking Joe.
You know what? Hang on the line, and we're going to give you the prizes. You're going to give me anyhow. We're going to flip the cards and tell everybody, Michael,
Pete Manley and George Jameson.
Who?
Pete Manley.
And George Jameson.
George Jameson.
If you know these two people, please turn yourself in.
I want to play one moment before we get out of here with Wilt Chamberlain and John Sally. Will in the same studio with us on the Sunday Sports Album when John Sally came in and said, say hello to Wilt Chamberlain, who at the time was bragging about sleeping with 20,000 women, remember?
Speaking of Paul Bunyan and tall, you might want to look over your shoulder right now.
What's happening, big fella?
What's up?
All right.
I told you John Sally wanted to meet you, and he personally shake the hand.
He wants my address book, you think?
He wants the number of that L.A. girl. He's got the number all figured out. He's got that scam all figured out. Now we've got 14 feet worth of basketball player in here right now.
All right.
Two seven-footers.
But if I had his money, let me tell you, boy, if I had his money.
It's frightening to think that John Sally actually is earning.
Huh?
What was the most you ever earned as an NBA player?
I'm embarrassed with a guy in here like that to even mention those kind of numbers. $450,000, man, you know.
You got more than that in your rookie season, Sal.
No, I didn't. That's what I was playing for last season.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out.
I was playing for
$450,000. Cut it out, man. Well, listen.
He's making $2 million a year now.
Please don't tell me those kind of things because, you know, I want to go back out and lace up some sneakers, man.
I tell you, we could go on and on with the great moments that we had. But that's why we'll continue doing it next Monday night and create some new ones. Michael, it was a pleasure starting this thing with you.
For all you people that wanted to know what happened to Stoney, now you've heard him again.
Now, yeah. Fred Heumann, where is Fred? Because Fred goes to say a quick hello, quick goodbye. See, gotta get him on the line. We're gonna grab Freddie because we didn't even get a chance to say Freddie was also a co-host.
Where's KD
of the program.
The human and Scott Sebastian. And
we used to thank Tom all these.
Play a little Bo on
Elvis
the way out
the
there.
Dog.
If you're waiting for him. We gotta
all
get right. Bo in there. Or singing,
yeah, Bo
at least.
And Bo. Oh,
singing.
Bo. Yeah, this was a great moment.
Right. This is my favorite.
Go ahead,
song.
Keep going.
This is a great song.
Yeah. How long did Bo co-host?
I'm not going to sing
years.
It on radio. More, much more than this. I did it my way.
Bo Schembechler, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. To hear that, especially now. Great, brings me. Freddie Heumann was a co-host of this program for several years. He's on the line now. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, Mitch, happy anniversary, Starry. What's there going on?
How you doing, Fred?
Fred, what years were yours? Do you remember?
Oh, I lose track. All I know is I was doing TV like 5-6 days a week and radio like once or twice or three times a week, and people invariably knew me more for radio. And they thought, oh, my favorite line is they always say, you don't look fat on the radio.
Well, you handled – Fred had the when Michael couldn't make it, Fred would step in. When I couldn't make it, Fred would step in. When Michael and I couldn't make it, Fred would step in. Sometimes we just said, Fred, you do it. You're better at it than we are anyhow, and you did a great job for us.
We'd go to E.G. Nix a lot, and we had Archie and Peyton Manning on, and after I left, I went to Lansing and started a radio show, and I called Archie's secretary and said, I worked with Mitch Albom, and Archie called me back and said, I'll do anything for Mitch Albom, and I said, Archie, I don't work for him anymore, but I used to have him on all the time just because I associated with you.
Wow. Trading on my name,
yeah.
Freddie.
Yeah, right.
Good to hear. Well, we wanted to just say hello to you and thank you for everybody. We're so jammed up on time, but we wanted to make sure we got to you and just said thank you for being a big part of these last 20 years.
I get that, and thank you for letting me be a part of it. I had great fun doing it.
We'll look forward to seeing you again, Freddie. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
All right, you can hit that I Dream a Genie music now here. This is what we ended with 20 years ago.
Todd Thomas. Mark Yost.
He's now running off the names
Scott
of the engineers
Sebastian,
that we used to work with.
Kerry Alexander. She was Kerry Langan back then.
I want to thank Kerry and Ray and Steve especially for putting this week's show together, which was not easy, finding all these tapes. But we've got them all. At some point, we're going to have to archive all this stuff. Michael, I hope we do this again sooner rather than later.
Anytime.
It's a pleasure to see you
hello.
Again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ah, we'll do it anyhow. Nobody's around. They're probably listening right now. Kenny?
I came after Fred, so...
You came after Fred. I think you put in as many years at this as Michael
probably.
Has anyhow.
Probably.
I thank you for doing right. that, too. And we thank all the ships at sea,
yes,
as Michael said,
that's right.
out there for listening to us. And until next Monday night when we start this all over again, and I think this was a tradition when
yes,
we did
absolutely.
It, too, and Mike, Freddie carried it on, and Kenny carried it on. So now we have a three-way, as they say, and don't misinterpret that.
Oh, please.
Thank all of you. Thanks to E.G. Nix. And until we see you on the next... Beginning the 21st year of the Monday Sports Album, for Ken Brown and Mike Stone, this is Mitch Albom saying,
we are over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... The toughs get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!